When we were just in India at New Calcutta Airport, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International. And I don't know where the Netaji statue is right now, but it used to be that when you cleared customs, there was a statue of Netaji. They just moved it to another place, probably. But he is this famous freedom fighter, Bengali freedom fighter. And there's a plaque underneath him and that Gurudev said, Guru Maharaj would quote sometimes, and it says, "Give me your blood and I'll give you freedom." That was his slogan. Give me your blood and I'll give you freedom. So Guru Maharaj will say, if these are the requirements for things within this world, so for the ultimate thing, in the position in the ultimate reality, in Krishna consciousness, will less be required or more? So he introduced the concept of self-dissipation. That when you make sandalwood pulp, you have a grinding stone, a sandalwood stick, you pour rose water on the stone, take the sandalwood stick and start rubbing it into the stone. And what happens is gradually the sandalwood stick is dissipating. Right? That position is finished. But what's happening is this pulp, this divinely fragrant substance is being generated as a consequence of the self-dissipation. That's what Krishna consciousness is meant to be. That we engage ourselves, all of our energy and serving capacity, right, going against the current of exploitation in a dedicating current, and through self-dissipation we're gradually converted into a divine position. So the karmic generating form vanishes, muktir hidvanyata rupam swaropena vivasati, and the golden serving self begins to express and manifest itself. Hare Krishna.